But now I've got, we've been promising this interview all show. We Radio Adelaide loves its locally based musicians, and one of our very favourites here on the range is Emma Rowe, who we are very fortunate to have on our show once again. How are you doing today, Emma?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. So you've come on today to promote Fort Dreamland, which will be happening on Friday, the 15th of September at Victoria Square. Can you tell me all about this event?
This is an event that's supported by Splash Adelaide. So we're very surprised that they took this on, but we're thrilled. And so basically we're going to be making a pillow fort village. So we'll give people the opportunity to relive their childhood.
True. That's sounds like a lot of fun for sure. And Victoria Square is certainly a lovely place to host an event. I've always had a soft spot for music in an outdoor setting. So how did you get involved with the event?
So it was actually my business partner. That was her idea. I think it was inspired by Community. Do you know that episode of Community?
Oh, right, yeah, there's
Community?
An episode, yeah.
Oh, the one where they actually have the big war in the college. That's incredible.
I think it was half inspired by that, but also inspired by the fact that she loved making blanket forts as a kid. So the original idea... and that's Susan Evans from Bitch Spawn.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So I think the original idea was to make a giant... pillow fort. We were very, very ambitious. And then we actually got the event. We got the approval from Splash Adelaide and realised how much that was going to cost. So now it's a pillow fort village, which will still be true. Lovely.
True. That'll still be great. But hopefully, unlike Community, there's like no pillow fort factions and wars that break out. But
yes.
You never know.
Well, you know, we've had to consider that in the risk assessment.
True. Those pillow wars can get very intense.
So nothing flammable, I'm imagining.
True. And because we're such fans of your music here on the Tuesday Range, what have you been up to since we last spoke? I know that you performed recently at the Exeter and Tribe Live.
Yeah, was that last week? Yeah, so that was pretty fun with Ellie Bell and A.D. Haynes' new band, which is called, I can't pronounce it, but it starts with P. So that was really fun. And I've been recording a little bit.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yes, that's a bit exciting.
What have you been recording?
Oh,
it's a secret. Okay. I guess we'll just have to leave that for the next time you come in.
Yeah true.
And been preparing for next Fringe. So just when you think the work's about to finish, it doesn't. There's more. There's always more.
True. There's always something. Always something to do. And I saw recently on your Facebook that you've gained some new fans over in Ukraine due to your super rad Eurovision series of covers.
Oh, yes. For the last couple of months, I've been doing a Eurovision series on YouTube because I'm a little bit obsessed with Eurovision.
Oh, Eurovision's a lot of fun.
So, that's been pretty fun, seeing people from all around the world like listening and watching. That's been really cool. That was particularly sweet, that comment.
Oh yeah, it was.
Wow. Are there any other countries on your list of fans, like, other than Ukraine?
Well, there's a few names that I see pop up on, you know, my notifications I can't pronounce. I think there's some Russian and Bulgarian looking names. Right. So and probably some more Ukrainian names. So I'm super stoked that, if you're going to do a Eurovision series, you have to get the approval of Europeans. I'm pretty stoked that people are liking it.
yeah. That's really cool. I was going to say, is it satisfying to see your kind of music, your performance kind of transcend, cultural barriers and, national barriers.
For sure.
Yeah. Have you always had an interest in music from kind of other cultural backgrounds?
Actually, no, to be honest. It came really recently, in the last couple of years. I learnt Indonesian at school and I got so bored. I hated learning another language because I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And now I have all these friends who are bilingual and multilingual, and I feel so dumb.
Oh, I'm the same. Don't worry. Like, if I failed at Japanese and Spanish, it's...
And so I think it's just been from knowing people who speak all different languages. And I got into Eurovision a couple of years ago, and then I only went to WOMAD for the first time last year. And after I went, I was like, what have you been doing with your life? Why have you not been here every year? So it's been pretty recent, but I've just like dived straight in. Yeah, so it's really fun.
Yeah, that is really cool. And during the Adelaide Reclink Community Cup, you hit a few of your albums around, a few CDs around Norwood Oval. I was wondering, did all of them get found?
I think so.
Yeah.
I did. I saw a couple of people like walking out with them and I was like, it's working. yeah, I was a bit cheeky.
No, I think that's a great promotion technique. Oh, definitely. Actually, don't even be... I think that's cheeky. That's brilliant. If I was a musician, I would hope that I'd have an idea that good.
But no, it was a fun game as well. Very fun to watch.
For sure, for sure. And we also spoke to Troy Benson last week about Oxjam. Are you looking forward to performing there and kind of supporting that cause?
Yeah, absolutely. I've wanted to do an Oxjam show for a while, so I'm really stoked to be doing one, and really stoked with the lineup as well. Mm. We love playing with Aurelia,
yeah,
and we played with Mackenzie a few times, who we love playing with, and we haven't played with Cal before. We haven't played with Cal Williams Jr. So,
Cal's a sweetie. Oh, I love Cal,
and he's so good.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's a good show, and we raise lots of money.
Yeah, well, the bill is awesome, so I think it's gonna be a really good event for sure. And before you go, did you want to share a song with us?
Yeah, for sure.
We always get Emma to bring in her guitar because she's so good.
Oh, so good. We always do enjoy a good Tuesday performance from Emma
Rowe. For those of you listening in, we're about to hear a performance from Emma Rowe. She's a singer-songwriter and a very important voice in our music community. It's nice to have her here.
Oh, I like that.
What are you going to play for us, Emma?
I'm going to play a song called Lioness.
Awesome. Take it away.
I confess, I want to be the one who's next to caress you. I want no less than the best, and only you will do. Lioness, I confess, you ought to be a treasure chest, because I do not want to rest. Lioness, I think of only you. And one day I will pounce on you and rip under your skin. And one day you will let me in. Let me hear your roar. Lioness, let me guess, you're still uncertain. Let me profess my mind to you. The way you stare, it's not fair. I want to know you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, thanks so much, Emma, for coming in and that wonderful performance.
Thank you for having me.
And so that was Emma Rowe speaking to us about the excellent Fort Dreamland event, which will be happening on Friday, the 15th of September at Victoria Square. This superb event will be showcasing live music from artists such as Emma Rowe here, who we can attest to being good. I mean, you just heard that. You just heard that. So you guys definitely know, and some other fantastic artists as well, have art, markets, foods, and plenty of entertainment. So many great things to do there, so definitely check it out.